You're listening to a DM podcast.
Hey! Hello and welcome back to Beyond the Likes. We are in the studio today with my best friend forever, Bezzaruni, also known as Lauren Gosha. How are you?
I'm good, babe.
Oh, you sound so nervous.
I hate the introduction. Once I get past the introduction, I'm fine.
We have been on the phone to each other on the way in. We just need to be pretending like we're having a normal conversation. We should have just recorded. I feel like...
No, it's good because, Lisa, I feel like I'm a little bit more prepped because you do zero prepping for me.
I just do.
I'm like, so what are we going to talk about? And you give me absolutely nothing.
No.
I'm like, I'm guessing we're talking about IVF, right?
No, we had a very brief discussion, but you like a top and a middle and a tail, and I've given you...
I'm very the opposite to you.
I've given you some dot points.
Yeah. Very small one.
How was your weekend?
Well, it was your birthday. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. Were you hungover yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't drink. Like, I only had a couple of drinks, but I think because I mixed, and I never mix, I just stick to wine. But those cocktails, whatever they were.
They were delicious.
They were delicious.
When we first got there, he was like, oh, can I recommend a cocktail? And I was like, absolutely, yes, you can. And he was like, head over heels. And I was like, what's the catch? Like, do you guys make this in bulk or whatever? He goes, no, it's just, it's
so good.
Easily the best tasting cocktail. And
what
I don't
was
know.
In it?
I don't know. It was like vanilla vodka
yum that you drank too quickly, though.
Well, I feel like we had so many of them and we just kept ordering round after round.
Yeah.
And then those little shots.
Oh, I only like the frothy stuff at the top.
It was like a pavlova on the top.
No, it tastes like a frosty fruit. It was so good.
So then you went to wine.
Then I went to wine. But I only think I had two. And then Liz poured me another one and I was like,
you didn't drink it.
No, big week.
You got a big week.
Got a big week.
We went to this place in the city. It's called Employees Only. Highly recommend.
Such a good time.
What?
Such a good time.
It was a good time.
You know
why
it was good?
Why?
Because it's dinner and it's entertainment. So you know how like normally you'd go out for dinner and then you're like, oh, we'll go here after?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to leave.
I booked very late. It was a last minute booking and they could only fit us in at 6. So we went and we sat down. We had dinner. I don't really remember eating that much.
Mm.
And then they have like a lady who comes out and she does like a burlesque show. She was so like feisty. And imagine being that confident.
She was very sexual.
She was like...
Sensual.
No,
is
sexual.
Is it sexual?
She wasn't sensual. Sensual's like more like slow.
Yeah, but she was that with her face.
But she wasn't with her boobs. She was like
imagine
grabbing
mine.
Them.
Don't imagine
but,
it.
She came out in like a meringue dress.
I didn't think she was going to go.
I didn't realize that she removes all her clothes. I thought she was just going to do like
well, when she took her bra off, I was like,
whoa.
We're getting a full show, but she had the nipple things on.
Yeah. Did you see my nipple tassel dance?
So similar. She obviously saw your performance.
She was like, let's offer her a job.
That's it.
And they have a tarot card reader.
She was so good for me.
She was amazing.
Yeah.
I don't remember the whole reading because I'd had like 12 drinks.
But it's not just that. It goes so quickly.
Yeah.
Like you're only with her for 10, 15 minutes.
Mm. And then at about 9:30-ish, they have a DJ comes in. But they just played really good music.
Such like good music.
Like John Farnham and Cher and Miley Cyrus and Britney Spears and Genuine Pony.
I was just about to add that. I remember you running off.
I didn't even have to request that. Did you see? I cannot. One of our girlfriends, Siobhan, she did this hair flick at the bar. I have watched this video of her.
She's so
I good. Reckon maybe 180 times and I cannot stop laughing. She flicked her hair so aggressively that if she had hit her head on the bar, she would have scalped herself.
Yeah. Oh, she's such a good time.
She is a good time. But it's just a really good venue.
Highly recommend.
And it's a bit more of an older crowd. It's a one-stop shop. It's definitely a destination place. But you go and you don't have to leave until you're finished done, like, partying. So look at my feet.
Is that from your shoes?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what happens when you have fat feet, bud.
Kate and I should have called it a night at 12.
Oh, I don't know why you didn't.
Well, I don't know why either because Kate's bloody 45 and I'm 37 now and she's like, let's go to Argyle and meet my friend's daughter who is 18 years old? And I was like, let's not. And she goes, come on, we got half an hour left in us. And I mean, if anyone's got a rubber arm, it's me.
So I thought you would have 100% left when I left. When you said I'm staying, I was like,
Yeah, well, next minute I'm in Argyle. And when I tell you, we were prehistoric dinosaurs roaming. Like,
is that the place where we always stack it walking down?
Oh, the cobblestones. Yeah, it's fucked. I stacked it on the way in and on the way out. And I was like, I obviously look very shit-faced. Drunk. And I'm not. I mean, were you? I may have been. No, I wasn't actually. I didn't wake up hungover or anything yesterday. I was tired, but not really. I mean, my feet were butchered. Those black shoes, they put my feet through a hell.
Why did you wear them?
Well, they just looked better with the outfit.
Oh, you know, see, I have...
It is pain.
Fun fact for me, I should not be like this as I work in fashion.
Yeah.
I have one pair of heels.
One, the clear ones.
The clear Zara heels.
And you bought the Zara ones as well.
I could literally run in them.
Yeah.
I can walk without looking like... I can't walk in
like
heels.
A baby deer.
Yeah. And they go with everything because they're clear. And I don't even care. I could not. The thought for me, I don't go out enough.
Yeah.
And when I do, I want to be super comfy. So Zara heels, everyone.
I got you onto them. You had the dumb Bellini ones, which you said were uncomfortable.
They're only uncomfortable because they're higher.
I have told that many people about the Zara heels. I actually saw a lady in Zara at Miranda and she was holding the clear shoes and she was like, oh my God, I'm here because of you. And I was like, yes, you are.
Yeah, they're very, very good
cushions for your feet.
Yeah.
The whole reason why I wanted to bring Bez on is because... Obviously, she jumped on, was it a year ago?
A year and a half.
Were you pregnant?
No, I just had Cooper. It was like a
fetus.
Yeah.
So Bezel came on a year and a half ago. Wow, a year and a half ago.
I know. God, I went that good that I didn't get asked back.
Well, you're here now, babes. And so we kind of spoke all about your IVF journey and all the struggles that you've been through. But you had obviously had two babies at that stage. So you'd had, you know, your happy ending and you had your first daughter, Hope, and now Snuff.
Yeah.
But I thought it would be a really interesting podcast to get you back on, and because you are now going to start the process to to have a third, right?
Yep.
And I just thought it would be really interesting for those who listen, because I think that there are so many women out there who go through IVF. So we're all about normalizing it and speaking up about it. But also, so many people, if you aren't going through it, you know somebody who is going through it.
I think we need a backpedal somewhere, actually.
Oh, okay.
I had my last tube taken.
Oh, yes.
So now I'm like 100% have to do IVF. So it was like... Oh, maybe one day it could possibly happen naturally, or maybe I'll have an accident or whatever.
So hang on. Why did you have that surgery again? That was it another laparoscopy?
Yeah. So basically when I had Cooper, he said he could see some scarring when I had my
cesarean.
So he said, before you do your next round, let's do a laparoscopy and clean you all up and just check everything. So when you go into your transfer, you're giving yourself the best possible chance of it working. So yeah, I booked that in January. So I had to wait. He made me wait.
I would have got
it at least 6 months ago.
Is that why did he make you wait?
Because I'd had two babies in
cesareans in like
such a short time,
13 months.
Mm.
And because of your scarring?
Yes, I think I remember him saying, no, the lining wasn't, I can't remember if it wasn't thick enough or just being too close, and he wanted me to give it some time. So he said, you have to wait at least 14 months. So on that 14 month, I was like, I'm ready. To go.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then I booked that in. The reason I think I want to talk about it is because it was a lot more confronting. I was so sad. I cried after it for days, which is weird because in my head I was doing IVF, right? So I was like, why am I so upset? Why am I like mourning and something? But I think it was, I don't know.
You probably constantly always held out hope.
He said something. He was wheeling me in, he said, okay, so straight after the laparoscopy, are you going to do IVF or are you going to try naturally? And you know, in my head I was like, well, I'm going to do IVF because in my head, that's what I was doing. Yep. And he's like, oh, you know, you could try naturally. Like if it, everything's fine, you could try naturally. And I think I let my head for 1 second go to, oh, maybe I don't have to go through
IVF
this
again.
Process again. Like maybe I can fall pregnant. Or like everyone, no one wants an accident, but I would like almost be
stoked with an accident,
right? So I let my head for a second go to that maybe I could just not have to go through this. And then 2 hours later, I'm in recovery and he's talking to me, telling me, oh, you've taken your last tube now, so you have to start IVF next month. And I was, again, I was doing it anyway, but I think it just really hit me that I can't fall pregnant. Like, I don't have any tubes now.
So you had the first tube taken because you had an ectopic pregnancy?
No.
No.
Mate, are we friends?
I know, fuck. There's so many pregnancies. There was
no,
one in the
I
tube.
Did have an ectopic.
Yeah,
it wasn't in my tube though.
Oh, okay.
So I had that tube. The first tube was taken because it had a cyst on it.
Oh, that's right, yep.
And then when that tube went, he had said to me, oh, the second tube's not great, but I didn't want to take it because I didn't want to make you completely infertile.
Okay, yep, gotcha.
So I think going into this one, I knew. But I showed you the photo of the tube.
Yeah.
This tube that just left was completely blocked.
So did
so
he,
nothing getting in and out at
so
all.
So did he say that those tubes would be the reason why you wouldn't have ever fallen naturally?
Well, the first one, definitely. And yeah. The second one, it was blocked. Yeah.
Didn't you? I feel like you did the procedure where they flushed your tubes.
Yeah. So the second one that was blocked wasn't blocked the first time. Gotcha. So obviously, and there was some disease that he told me I had that probably, that and the endo that, because I had endometriosis as well, that would have made it happen. But it wasn't, that's why I bang on about laparoscopies all the time,
yes.
Right? Because say I was like, yeah, let's try naturally for 6 months. I was never falling, there was nothing getting through that tube.
Yeah.
Would have just been a complete waste of time to try naturally.
And I think, I know that you bang on about laparoscopies.
Laparoscopy.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I can say it when I'm not under pressure. That to me seems like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but that seems to me like an absolute no-brainer. Like that to me should be a, if you're getting all your bloods back and all your levels are in the right place and your husband's sperm's good and you're getting grade A eggs and they're implanting them into your uterus, I would say after the first two or three times, if something's not sticking, surely laparoscopy.
Fuck. Laparoscopy.
Laparoscopy.
I would
should
love
be
to know.
Yeah.
I would really love to know why
they don't do them more often.
They don't tell you to do it. I just don't get it.
Did somebody tell you?
Yeah.
Who?
Maybe Lee, maybe Amy from the bridal bar. I can't remember.
And I remember you going to your then doctor at
the time. No, it wouldn't have been Amy. It was probably Lee.
And you went to your doctor at the time and asked for one and she said no.
Yeah, she said, oh, we normally do it after two or three failed and $21,000 later.
Had you only had one failed?
No, I'd had at least three.
Yeah, so that's what
four,
that's my
maybe.
Point. Why, and the fact that she, I mean, I wonder if it's like a super expensive surgery.
So you can go public, which obviously is fine, but it just takes longer. You're on a waiting list.
Mm.
I went private and I think I'll look into it, but it was maybe 1,000 after all the rebates and stuff.
Because I feel like that is that's
but if you're spending money on IVF, right?
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, you want to go into IVF with
you don't
like,
want to
giving
leave,
yourself the best possible
yeah,
chance.
You don't want to leave any stone unturned. But I feel like laparoscopic surgery is the best way to be able to get in there and have a proper look around, right? That's how they discovered your endo, your cyst.
The thing, I think the thing is too, like obviously when you, I'll just talk about my experience. When you start trying to have a baby and it's not working and then you go see doctors and they take either blood tests and they have a sperm test, you can get your egg count checked, all of that, right?
Mm.
So for me, everything was coming back normal.
Mm.
It wasn't, like I said in the last podcast, it wasn't until he said that, you know, you've had 10 transfers or 9, whatever it was at the time, and you're getting good eggs. I just, something's wrong. Like you can't have this many attempts.
Good eggs, yeah.
And it keep failing.
Mm.
And then literally I had the surgery, and the next month I fell pregnant. I miscarried because it was almost in my cervix. But the next month after that was Hope, and then the first time after that was Cooper.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, look, so, I'm no doctor. I just don't understand why it's not recommended more.
Yeah. Did we, when you had that laparoscopic surgery with that doctor, because you weren't, you had been going private, but then you switched to public, right?
Well, no. So I go to Adora Fertility. Soon learnt that it is still private. It's just Medicare covers majority of it, and there's not much fees on top of that.
Okay, yeah.
So it's a difference between like $6,000 a time. So obviously you can do a full round, which is where you do all your hormones and then you get your eggs, or you can do a frozen transfer. But for a full round, out of pocket, I think, I was $6,000 better off where I am per round. And FYI, it's a lot of pressure for something to work when you're spending
so much money. And you're not even guaranteed a single thing back in return.
Yeah.
Like you just...
Like, I just felt the weight lifted so much off. I think it was about $1,000 at Adora, but just, like, so much less.
Adora Fertility.
Yeah.
Do you have to go on, like, a waiting list or anything to get in there?
No. I've been to a couple, FYI, too.
Yeah. FYI yourself.
The first one, the private one was, like, stunning. It was like walking into, like, beautiful – everything's in-house. So you have all your bloods there. You have your egg transfer there. You only have your doctor that touches you.
Mm-hmm.
Very – heaps more personable. Whereas Adora, you have whoever's on – like, you still have your doctor that does all your results and stuff, but, like, for your egg transfer, it's whoever's on the day. Which, to be honest, they're all putting it back in the same spot.
Yeah.
Don't really care.
Doesn't really
now matter. That I've gone to both and I can see, like, I remember when I switched, I was like, wow, this is really different. But I got my babies from Adora, so I can't fault them.
Okay, so you
so now I'm in the, so I've had my blood test this week, so I've got 3 frozen embryos left.
Yes.
Which is from the same batch as Hope and Cooper.
So when you had your eggs with Hope, how many did you get?
Okay, so 8. I got 14.
14.
And out of the 14, 9 got fertilised.
Yep.
And were mature enough to be fertilised.
Yep.
And then out of that 9, they have to last 5 days to get to a certain point.
Blastocyst
or something like that.
Yep.
Yep. And 6 of them got to that, which is my best results ever. Also, for everyone that, because that's a great result, just so you know, I've... Once done IVF, results. Where I've only got 1 egg, you were there when they called. So I've experienced both ends, right? Yeah. Of that 6, there was 1 that I fell pregnant, 1 was Hope and 1 was Cooper. So now I've got the last 3.
You've got three little
babies.
Little bambinos on ice. Yeah. Are they all, like, do they have grades or? Like, will they pick?
No, it just goes from grade. So they'll just put the next best one in. Next best one is the same quality as what Cooper was.
So talk me through the process. So you've got the eggs on ice, so that means you don't need to go through the retrieval process, right?
Correct. So I contacted them 5 days ago. I think it was on my, I don't know, it was like maybe 5 or 6 days into my period. I had to do my first blood test.
Yep.
And what the blood test is looking for is your ovulation date. So basically I've had 3 blood tests in the last 5 days,
mm-hmm.
and each day they check my hormone levels to see when I'm going to ovulate. And when I ovulate, they'll put the egg in 5 days after that, because that egg's already 5 days old when they froze it.
Are they only putting it back in 5 days after because it's frozen? Or do they do that even with like a fresh egg?
Yeah, so they wait 5 days, sometimes 3. They've waited 3 before for me, before they put it in.
So do you have to get a blood test every 2 days?
No, so I don't know when my next one will be. It just depends. I'm going to start assuming it's going to be quite regular.
Yeah.
I'll start hormones soon.
Like progesterone?
I'll have the progesterone.
Estrogen?
I don't know. No. I'll have one that will, it's got HCG. And I don't know. I'll have a couple of things that will help with a
pessaries.
Help it. Yeah, I've got that. And I'll have a couple of things that will help make it stick.
Like they make the lining of your walls thicker or something, right?
No idea. Should know more about that kind of stuff.
I mean, I think I may
have just
made that up.
It could be true. I don't know.
I feel like it might be.
Yeah.
I remember somebody telling me about it.
I have to have an ultrasound to check all my lining too.
So you are going to say, let's say hypothetically, you ovulate on day 15. On day 20, so what we're going to do, just because
we're going to try and do it. I actually don't even know if we can.
Why?
Well, because of COVID. I don't know. Do they let people, like, do you get a support person anymore?
Yeah, I'll be like your therapy dog.
I'll put you on
put
a leash.
Put me on a leash. We're going to take you guys on the journey with us. So I'm actually going to go in with Bezel. I would love to see it because they put it up on the screen, don't they?
Yeah.
I would love to see the tiny little embryo.
You'll get to meet it when it's in
I'll
a tube.
I'll get to meet the baby before it's even started cooking.
Yep. I got a picture of Hope up on the screen.
Did you?
Yeah, and Cooper.
Little Susie. Yeah, well, we'll do like a little...
It's really fascinating.
Yeah, I think it's incredible.
You're like in... You probably think it's a big thing. You're like in and out in like 3 minutes.
That's
it. It's like
it.
A pap smear.
That's it.
Yeah, they bring it out in like this thing that looks like a little gun.
Oh, fuck.
And then they like put it in and they
Do they clamp you open like a pap smear?
Yeah.
Is it painful?
So... Fun fact, do you remember this?
I remember.
The first time, like it's a known fact, the first time of anything, I'm a hot mess, right?
I was a fucking shit show in my first birth.
Well, they went to put the embryo back in the first IVF cycle I did. And I was so tense that they couldn't even... basically put the clamp in. They just could not get it. They couldn't even get me open to put it. All these scientists were coming in. They were all trying. And I was just so nervous that I ended up having to go the next day and they had to put me under. And then after that, for the next four times, I was just so anxious that I just used to say, just book me an anaesthetist and put me under to get it in.
Oh, you poor
And thing. Then one day I had a transfer and Trent was away and Mel came with me.
Mm.
Like they were hooking me up to get the anaesthetist to come to knock me out. Mm. And I was like, oh, I want to try again. And I was like, yeah, look, worst case scenario.
You can go back.
You're all hooked in. The anaesthetist is there. If you need, like if you just can't do it, we'll put you under and we'll do it. And I did it. And I was like, it's because Trent wasn't there.
Trent, you can never
You know
come.
When you have like your friend there and they're like, you can do this. Yes. That's why I reckon sometimes female, like your friends will be better at birthing than your partner.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I remember I asked my mum the second time if she would come in with me instead of Ryan. She was like, no.
Oh, I thought she would love that.
Nah, she's like, that's your husband's job. And I was like, he's really annoying the first time.
Well, he can be there too. I don't know. I just think like she definitely would have like...
I would be fucking fantastic as a, like,
Mate,
a midwife.
I've got a feeling you're just not going to shut up, but.
I would
You're going to be like, what are they doing?
No, I would be the biggest hype girl.
Well, good thing is it doesn't hurt. Now that I've done it, fine. Now I'm 12 times in.
Yeah.
I can pretty much do it and eat a burger at the same time.
So you go in, legs open, clamp in, egg, then put back in.
Yeah, then 11-day wait.
You never wait, do you?
I put something on my Instagram this morning of asking people what they want me to talk about, and one of the questions was,
"Do you wait for the phone call?"
Let me tell you,
yes, she does.
I buy a pack of 50, and yes, I can honestly say I've never waited. I did yesterday say, you know what? I think I'm going to wait this time.
Yeah.
But the reason I test. Is because I hate finding out from someone on the phone.
Especially a stranger, right?
If you've watched that Little Miracle show, I don't know what it's called. I think it's called Little Miracles.
One Miracle.
Something like that.
Okay, yeah.
It's Aftermaths. You'll see the phone call. So you sit there and they're like, say your name and date of birth. You're like, Lauren, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, okay, so we've got your test results. I can normally tell by the tone of their voice what they're going to say.
Okay.
But it is... horrific. It is so hard waiting for someone to tell you like the news when I could just pee on a stick. The only thing you got to be careful of is one of the drugs that the hormones that I'll be having has HCG in it.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful you're not peeing
Sometimes
and thinking
you're
a false positive. Yeah. But no, I would love to wait. I would because I, you know.
Maybe try and wait this time.
Yeah. I've already got, Christy already sent me like a pack of 100. FYI, go on to eBay and you can buy you can buy a big pack because if you're buying one from Priceline, it adds up. But if you buy the bulk, it's so much cheaper.
Oh, well, there you go. There's a little secret tip. Let me ask you this. Say this pregnancy sticks, right? And you have.
Do I want more?
What are you going to do with the other two?
At this stage, I want to use them.
You would put both the other two back in?
Not at the same time.
Obviously.
I don't know if I'd put two. I'd definitely do another one.
You'd go for a fourth?
At this stage, yeah.
Yeah?
Maybe
get a nanny?
If I... I don't know because I don't know about cesareans. I'm pretty sure you can have four. My only thing stopping me would be because he'll make me wait again.
Mm.
I'm 37 this year.
Mm.
So it's that for me. It's just whether I get to the point where I'm too old, yeah.
Oh, you'd be all right.
Yeah, but your body changes a lot after babies and I find it, and this is just my opinion, so no one come at me about this, please. I really struggle. I've said it to you and I'll say it again. It's one thing to decide to not have another kid. It's very different when you have three that are in the same batch as what you've got. You know what they equal and they're just sitting there to decide to throw them away.
Yeah.
You can donate them.
To like science?
You can donate to science. I don't know if you can donate them to someone. It's just very different. It's such a different thing when they're already there.
Well, and it's already your egg and Trent's sperm. It's different if it was just your eggs, right? I would love to be able to like donate some eggs.
Yep.
I wouldn't think twice about that, but I understand because it's like your egg, Trent's sperm. So it would be like a little you guys.
It's just so much different when they're just there. Like you just, it's not like you deciding whether to make it. It's made.
Yeah. So I will hopefully maybe check with your clinic and maybe check with your clinic and just ask if you can bring in a therapy dog and that could be me and I will come in and we can chat about where you're at emotionally and physically and how you're feeling and then we can go and we can meet hopefully
3.0.
Bub number 3.
Mm.
What do you think you're going to have, psychic?
Boy.
A boy? You're going to do a me. One girl, two boys.
Dye our hair black, sell our house same time.
Oh, just copying your baby gender. Oh, my God. We need to discuss that. Bezel just sold her house.
Thank you very much.
And you've just bought another one already.
Yep.
I also sold my house. I've bought my parents. We like to do everything.
What are we doing next together?
We like to do everything
I go
together.
To Bali. Amy's going to Bali.
I'm going to Bali. I dye my hair black. Bezel dyes her hair black. Mm-hmm. I move to... I go to Greece, Bezel comes to... We've done a lot of the things the same. Are you going to start renovating your place?
No.
Trent's going to renovate our place.
Yeah, I'm so excited. But you, I know you'll pull my reins on yours.
No, I won't.
Yeah, you will.
You haven't even come over. You want me to go what?
I've been going to that house for like 30 years. I don't need to.
You want me to go large?
No, I just want like... I know you're going to stay there forever.
Yes.
So I just like... I want you to do it...
Right.
Well, not so much right. I just want you to do it how, like your dream house. Yes. You know what I mean? Because you're going to be there. For me, it's different. We move. So yeah. Like I don't really ever do it. Like I do it what I like, but I'm also very aware that I'm going to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you're not going to sell it.
At least 25 years.
Yeah. Wow. 25 years.
I mean, maybe 20.
And then Charlie's going to buy it and it's just going to stay in the family. It's really sweet.
I mean, maybe. She'll probably be like, get me the fuck out of here.
No, it's a beautiful area.
I would love to go large. It just comes down to financials, really.
Yeah, but large doesn't mean – I'm not saying large as in buy expensive things. I mean, like, make things how you want it.
Yeah.
So don't just settle for something because it's there. Like, if you don't want something where it is, let's move it. Let's chop walls out. Don't you remember last time you got me over for a bathroom and I was like, right.
We're taking out the whole back wall. We're putting in bifolds. Yes.
Thank me later.
Bezel is also dabbles in interior designing and styling. And I mean, you're kind of in the wrong career if you ask me.
No, I'm not good at it in the sense where I don't like people to like what I like. So like I struggle if yeah, I could never do it as a job.
Like if I came to you and said, I want like industrial, you'd be like, oh no.
I just wouldn't know how to do it.
No, I have ideas, but I need somebody to bounce them off. And like I bounce them off Ryan and he's like, he has no idea and just fights me on everything. So I want you to come over because I reckon you'll be like, nah, do this. And I'll be like, oh yeah.
I just think yeah, everyone needs to have a Pinterest board. Do you have Pinterest?
I've got a saved folder at Instagram.
Yeah, same. Pinterest thing, right? Is good though. Like I'm thinking of Hope's room, for example, because she'll soon be going into a big bed.
Are you going to get her a queen or a double?
Double.
Yeah, okay.
Not anytime soon.
Yeah, no.
I will keep her in there for as long as possible. But like I type into Pinterest, like girls' bedrooms or like you just get – and you can, you know, save it. I like that. You take a little bit from everywhere.
Do you
just pin? You're supposed to. I just screenshot and keep it in my phone.
Oh.
But you're supposed to pin,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do a Pinterest. But I've actually got heaps of things saved in my Instagram folder.
Yeah.
House inspo. So you'll be hopefully pregnant, growing your third baby, and I'll hopefully start renos.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do a full reno. I'm just going to rip up the carpet and paint.
Yep.
I might do the pool area just so I can get, oh my God, this is how I know I'm old, so I can get the plants growing.
get the healthy plants going, get some sun.
No, because our new place, it's we look at a lot of things I don't want to look at, so I want to get like big trees happening. So I need to get them in ASAP.
Yeah, ones that you buy off eBay and stuff?
Or I don't buy
Facebook?
Marketplace, mate.
No, you will never meet anyone who is as financially savvy and just...
Everyone, this is what blows my mind. You don't have to spend for like a big amount of money to get good things. You just got to look for it.
But even the other day, I was like
cotton on 30% off. Get your kids winter wardrobe.
Cotton on is 30% off, but if you also do it through Shopback, it's like basically 40% off because you get 10% back. And I was like, who are you? And she'll have like
cool. It is though. You got to remember, I have an online store, so I'm aware of when sales are. I'm aware of how you can get things cheaper. That's what I do for my work.
You're also super organized. Do you remember when we were in Brisbane and I was going to buy all that stuff from H&M and you were like, put it all in your cart, save it all,
It's Black Friday tomorrow.
You were like, in 2 days' it's Black Friday. And then if you sign up, you also get $20 off. And I was like, fuck.
I do. Well, another part of my job is I spend time on other people's websites figuring out what they do to acquire customers, right?
Sorry, just shameless plug for your business. What's your fashion label called?
Sunday's the Label.
Are you on...
Stop it.
No.
I know you're going to plug me and it's beautiful, but it's
okay.
Or it's slightly awful.
She's on Revolve and ASOS and she's everywhere. No, it's good. You're doing really well, especially because you started... Like, we should get Mandy to play the Jenny from the Block song because you started from the... No, that's Drake.
We started from the bottom, now you're here.
We started Mel's.
I'm still Jenny from the Block.
Mel's house. Now I've got a huge warehouse.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that didn't really go as planned. But yes, shameless plug, Sunday's Label, buy all her stuff, jump online. Is the sale finished now?
Yeah.
Oh, it will be by the time this comes out anyway.
Yeah. Tell you what, though, winter's good.
Winter stuff's good? Yeah. Oh, you got the drop the other day.
No, that's... this week, but winter's real good.
I do love all of your coats.
Yeah,
and
winter's
your knits.
Great knits.
Every time I wear that cardigan, people ask me about it.
Yeah.
Did you even do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did it.
Yeah.
I actually love winter. I can't wait to bring out all my winter clothes.
Oh, I struggle with winter because I've been pregnant the last however many winters. Mm. And I find it hard because everything makes you look... Because you got so much clothes on.
Yeah, but I like that.
And now, because of bloody Rihanna and just how she's made pregnancy fashion, like, I ain't doing that.
You got to get your bump out, babe.
I can't.
Just a crop top and some cargo pants.
And, I was looking at someone like the pregnant influencers and what they've been wearing and just thinking...
Listen, it's not for me. Power to them. But I get covered in, like, rashes. My stomach.
Really?
I get, like, the pups rash all over me.
What's that?
It's just a fucking fun rash that you get when you're pregnant. And I get it all over my stomach. Yeah, I get hairy. I get, like, random hairs growing.
I think I remember that, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I haven't. I have very look. I could eat my words here, but I have had two quite
really good
pregnancies. Like I don't get overly sick. I've never vomited.
Yeah, you're one of those. I struggled.
No. I did struggle with Cooper, but I think I struggled because Hope was 4 months old.
Mm.
So I think it was more. I just had to hold. I permanently had was holding a child.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's such that it was hard or I just had to deal with a baby.
I feel like pregnancy with another baby, whether it be a toddler or a baby, is hard, right? Like even though Hope was only a baby and had to hold her, sometimes when you're doing it with a toddler who's so active, it's just – I don't feel like there's ever a good time to be pregnant again.
Can I say one thing though?
Sure.
One thing that really bothers me.
Yeah. Let it out.
I feel like when it comes to kids – obviously, everyone has struggles with different ways and stuff like that. I remember when I...
Don't try and tell me that three-year-olds are misunderstood and...
I don't have one yet. Oh. Couldn't tell you.
I'll fight you.
No, what really bothers me is when people are constantly looking for the next... Like, oh, you wait till you get to twos. Or you wait till this happens. Or you are... Like, when I said I put a story up saying I was going for three... and I was going to do IVF, someone was like, what are you doing? Like, I'm like, dude, like, is that...
Yeah, but they're only speaking on their own lived-in experiences.
I get that, but what I'm trying to say now is for everyone, like, I remember meeting someone at the park recently and she had the same gap as me. She was like, everyone just keeps telling me I'm an idiot.
Why?
Like, because they were they're 12 months apart, like mine, right?
Mm.
Can I tell you, for all the people out there that are saying... that it's not as bad as whatever – it's not – okay. It's not always bad.
I legitimately think it would be sometimes easier. Having them both in a pram, having them both restrained.
Like my two – this is for anyone that has just about to have kids really close. My two have the same sleep now every day.
Yeah.
12 to 2, they're both down. Like there are some really good things
– benefit.
About having them close. So I just – I hate that –
you don't like the negativity that gets thrown your way. But I see it – sometimes I see it as like you might have just got them on a bad day or like I'm a big believer in just speaking my truth. So like I –
speak your truth but don't project your shit onto other people.
Yeah. Well, I mean I project mine onto the internet. But I'll just like relay a story.
You're talking about your kids. You're not saying, oh, my God, don't have a third.
Oh, yeah, that's true. No. I'm just saying, hey, like, because a lot of people, they have three kids and some people ask, oh, you know, like, did you find going from one to zero to one or two to three?
What
do
you find the hardest?
Oh, for sure the third.
The two to three.
The two to three was by far the hardest for me.
Yeah, wow.
And I don't know if it was because of the stage that I was in with Bobby.
Yeah.
Like he was only...
How old was Bobby when you fell pregnant?
Bobby was... So when I fell pregnant or when I had Kobe?
No, when you fell pregnant. I'm trying to relate it to Cooper. I mean Hope. So Hope would be...
Bobby was
two and a half.
Just over one. So when I had Kobe...
like Cooper. Cooper's age.
Yeah. So when I had Kobe, Bobby was 22 months old. So just before...
Yeah, so if... this works straight away.
Yeah.
Cooper will be two. Right on two, so 24 months.
Yeah. So Bobby was just a fraction younger, but Bobby was just like my angry kid.
Child.
Yeah, like he was
and it's so funny.
He was spirited.
You always tell me how hard he's been and
I
love Bobby.
And
he's
honestly,
just the sweetest baby.
Bobby now... is a completely different kid. I just think it was, when it came to Bobby, it was all to do with him learning how to regulate his emotions.
Mm.
He couldn't articulate himself well. He couldn't get out what he wanted, so he just used to rage.
Mm.
And it was just, and because I'd had Charlie first, now, had I had Bobby first, things would have been very different. I wouldn't have known any better and I would have just been like, wow, this is like I just need to learn how to deal with this and come at things with solutions and blah, 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 blah. But because I had Charlie first, I was like, what am I doing wrong? Because he was such a different child.
I always wonder if I had had Cooper, because of all the problems with feeding with Cooper, if I had had him first, would I have gone again so quickly?
Yeah.
Because Cooper's issues have literally aged me.
Yeah, Bobby aged me.
Yeah.
And so I think the thing, it wasn't so much having three that was hard. It was having a newborn and having Bobby because he was still in that like.
When did he snap out of it?
He turned four and he just turned into like
Hold on.
Little angel.
It went from 2 to 4, 2 years.
Bobby was hard from 18 months, yeah. They say, I remember someone telling me that at 18 months, a little boy gets...
Oh, don't tell me this. Cooper's
like
16.
Like a fully grown man's amount of testosterone.
Is that dumped. A truth or an Amy fact?
I mean, I just remember being told that. And I was like, that explains where the rage
So I've
comes
got two
from.
Months of Cooper before I...
Yeah, but look, Kobe didn't have that. Like, Kobe was just the most squishiest,
sweetest,
loveliest.
Little boy.
Mm. And now I'm finding him quite challenging. Like, now the tantrums are... wild, and he's almost, you know, mentally unhinged. But I also know it's a phase.
Yeah.
And that Jen, that parenting lord that I got on, she was like, three is so difficult with boys. So she just validates all of my feelings. I don't feel like Cooper's going to be, he's busy, but I don't feel like it's going to be a rage guy.
Well, we've got 2 months to find out.
But look, we've got some exciting things to look forward to.
Mm.
Hopefully we can take you guys on the journey with Bezel. Well, can we announce your pregnancy on here?
Mm. Who made this 12-week rule?
Well, I think that comes down to the fact that they say after 12 weeks. So the first 12 weeks, your
obviously,
chances of miscarrying are a lot higher.
I can just tell you, I'm someone, I've had multiple miscarriages, right? I've had everything that could go wrong, right? And even with IVF, if I could say anything, it would be if no one knew what was going on, I could not even imagine going through all of that without anyone.
Yeah.
I could not imagine having not had support.
And, like, keeping it all to yourself.
Oh, it would be horrible.
But I do think that's, like, a personal preference thing, because I know people that, like, don't. I think the not announcing it before 12 weeks is, like, it's people's way of protecting themselves. So, because, I mean, you and I are open books, right?
But I'm not saying announce it, like, share it on Instagram. I'm saying, like.
Well, it's more like, let's say hypothetically you fell pregnant and you told all of your friends and Trent told all of his friends.
Which is what you'll do. Yep.
And then say 2 weeks later, everyone's like, how are you feeling? How's the pregnancy going? And you've lost it. It's probably more for someone who hasn't gone through as many miscarriages as you. Like, that would probably be
uncomfortable.
Not traumatizing, but just sad. No, just sad. Like, having to relive, I've lost the baby. I feel like that would maybe be the only reason.
But the people, I'm not saying tell the world. I'm saying tell someone.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
Tell someone. So. Not people, random people that are going to come up to you in the street and say, oh, my God, sorry about it. But I just think you need support. You need
have a little group of women.
Someone.
That, yeah.
Like our little group that we've got, like I couldn't imagine not telling them and then having to lie and having to like be like, hey, P.S., for the last however many weeks I've been pregnant and whatever.
I feel like with my first, I didn't tell anyone.
By third, you were like.
By my third, I think I've. Found out I was pregnant and I called instantly.
Yeah.
That was it.
I would just hate to think, especially with IVF, that anyone, and I know it happens because people message me all the time on Instagram and say that they're doing it and I'm the only one they've told. Mm. So I know people are doing it by themselves.
You always get really nice messages.
When you hear it, like when you get messages like that saying.
Because had they gone to Adora?
Basically, they had said, listen to your last podcast.
I'll bring it up. Hi, Lauren. I was listening to the podcast with you and Amy. I was crying in the end of all your stories about IVF. I'm really happy for you that you are now a mother of two beautiful babies. I am on my way to start IVF and I want to find a good doctor who will be professional and understand my situation. Are you able to share your IVF doctor details? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you thank you so much for your message. Are you in Sydney? She said, yep. And you wrote your doctor. Dr.
Yep.
Atkinson, Adora Fertility. Thank you so much. And then she's written, so she wrote that 4th of March, must have been last year.
Mm.
And she wrote to you and said, thank you for your advice about Adora and Dr. Atkinson. It's worked for us. I am 32 weeks pregnant with my baby girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unreal.
I just got goosebumps.
I got goosebumps too.
I've always said knowledge is power. The more you know.
Yeah.
And the more you talk to people that have been through it, the more you learn. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if it works, it works. It's great. But hearing that, so good. Like I genuinely really love when I speak to people and and I hear that, to help, oh, it's and the best feeling.
Yeah, 100%.
Because then you think, oh, God, you know, I've gone through all this and it's been so shit.
Yeah.
But then, wow, I've...
You've been able to help
done something
people
right.
in some small way. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's the power of being, you know, a bit more of an open book and sharing your journey and sharing your story, because in turn it does, you know, occasionally help others, and that's...
There you go.
That's what it's all about, right? Just being a good person, Bez.
Oh.
we're gonna wrap this up because my bladder is literally about to explode.
You literally.
I have the bladder of an ant.
Oh, my God.
It's so tiny. If you have any questions, I'm going to put up a little post, and when Bezel and I head into her clinic, I will pepper her with questions.
I'm reading something that I got.
Yeah.
And there's this whole thing of what to do after you have the transfer. There's this thing like fertility fries. Have you heard of it? You eat hot chips and stuff.
What? I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
Like do a handstand and stuff?
So my first few transfers, I'd go home, I'd put my feet up, I'd like try and have a sleep, I'd try and like prep myself and give myself the best possible chance. Now, because I've had so many transfers and life has to go back to normal, the last transfer I had, I went out for lunch after it.
Mm.
Well, I can't tell you what works. I don't know if any of that works. I just get on back with my dad. I try to just go straight back to
but
living.
What, somebody says fertility fries, like
no,
Macca's.
She said, do you do any of the old wives' tales? Oh. No, I don't.
Fertility fries, I love that.
I think after you've had as many, like this is my 12th transfer.
Yep.
You just... Like, I've tried it all. Yep. It just goes back to normal life and you just kind of get back. The two-week wait is the 11-day wait, is hands down, it's horrific. Because you're like, oh, my skin's starting to break out. Oh, I can... Oh, like,
my nipples are sensitive.
You will find anything and you will find them.
Yeah.
Yeah, the two-week wait. How do I deal with it?
You just try and keep yourself busy, right?
You've got to keep busy. Like, I'll probably be like, let's go out for dinner.
Yes.
Let's go for a walk.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you the questions on the way in. So do you reckon we'll be in the clinic next week?
So I'll get my blood test from this morning's hack on my arm.
Oh, yeah, you got butchered.
I got absolutely butchered. I'll get them this afternoon and mm-hmm. they will tell me whether or not it's close.
Oh, okay.
And if I've ovulated, if I've not. Then from there, we wait 5 days.
Well, you let me know. I'll jump in the car with you. I'll pepper you with questions. We can help people who are about to start their IVF journey or have a friend who's going through IVF, and maybe I can answer some from my perspective.
I mean, I know we spoke about it last time as well. I can see too, there's a couple of people that have said, how do you support someone when you're like, Amy is as fertile as anything and I'm clearly... the polar opposite.
Mm.
How do you deal with that and not get jealous? And yeah, it's obviously very, I mean, for us, it's been like 20 years of being best mates.
Mm-hmm.
And we, when it comes to having children, could not
have been more chalk and cheese. Yeah.
And there'd be days where we were being pregnant together and I've been miscarrying or I've been going to IVF or whatever. So yeah, that's a whole other, conversation. It definitely isn't easy.
But I think, not to gloat, but I feel like that's a testament to our friendship, because you and I were living polar opposite lives at one point.
Yeah.
And
I just was like, I'll just take on Amy's kids.
Basically did.
Just be really involved in their life.
And I reckon you must have heard me on the phone, like losing my cool, just flying off the handle.
Yeah, but there's one thing that I've never done, and I've never heard that. And
never judged me.
I'm very much aware that parenting isn't easy, and
no,
that it's
not.
No, you're allowed to have a flip out, and there's definitely zero judgment.
Multiple flip outs.
Yeah.
I think, just to answer that question quickly, the best thing to do for somebody who is going through IVF is to always check in. And even if
you... Nothing worse than when someone just
goes silent. And I know
it.
That the silent thing comes from a place of not knowing what to say and feeling uncomfortable and not knowing the right thing to say. But silence is literally the worst thing you can do.
You know, there's sometimes, not just IVF, where people are going through things. And yeah. I will literally write, I have no idea what to say to you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm here if you want to talk about it. If you don't and you want to go for a drink or dinner or whatever... I'm sorry. If someone said that to me, I'd be like, yeah, cool. I wouldn't be like, oh my God, I can't believe you didn't.
Mm.
I'd be like, thanks. Yeah. It's good. Like, it's nice.
Let's go for a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm literally going to start.
Shampoo yourself. Yep. Okay.
I will love you and leave you. Thank you for tuning in.
Next time I'll either be...
You'll be getting a little eggy put in, inserted,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for joining me, Bezel. You did really well.
Thanks, babe.
You feel okay?
Yeah, I feel good.
Okay, good.
It's like having a chat
with you. Like we're in the car.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Love you and leave you.
See you guys.
Bye.